it was obvious falling behind early, down 2-0 by 2:47, but your team did make a good attempt to recover.
Yeah, I know the start obviously wasn't what we were looking for at all, and then I thought we got away from it a little bit. We got away from our structure, and then we were freelancing, and then it just made it harder than it needs to be.
What is this team going to need? I feel like I've asked you this before. What does the team need to do to get the first win of the season here?
Well, you know what? It's going to take responsible play by all 18 guys. So everyone's got to be on the same page. Everyone's got to be hungry in order for it to happen. Like the start on the road, you know they were going to come out and have a, you know, energy from the fans, but also the fact that they haven't been happy with their play. So now we're not happy with our team game. Now we got to get off to a good start and play a full 60 minutes.
Penalty kill again perfect tonight. What has been the difference in it from the first two games?
Well, I think just a little bit of change the way we up ice forecheck and then more aggressive in zone, and obviously it's continuing to improve, and it's been a strong suit of our game here in the last three games.
Despite Skinner getting penalties, was it good to have him back on the ice?
Well, good to have him back, but we need Jeff Skinner. You know what I mean? It's people think you're going to parachute in the lineup and be a star. It's not the way it works. We need him to get assertive and play responsibly. And a couple low zone penalties that we can probably live without.
How did you feel Ryan Murphy played at forward?
Real good. You know, I thought Murph was dangerous both as a forward and as a D-man, and the way he moved the puck, he's definitely going to be in as we move forward. And put him back on the back end and move the puck and make plays. We didn't make enough plays tonight.
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks.